of Dewberry.
If they're not good to eat and they'll make you sick, you say, well, better not pick those and eat them. They might be
poisonous.
Do you have any raspberries around here?
I don't know of any growing, you know, in the wild. However, a raspberry and a blackberry is pretty similar.
Is there any type of laurel around here?
I don't know what they are.
How about rhododendron?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't identify it if I saw it.
Okay. What about if somebody, talking about the person that you're married to, if somebody sees her and asks who she is, you'd say, that's my
wife.
Or if somebody saw you and asked her who you were, she'd say, that's my
husband.
Okay. What about a woman whose husband has died? She's a what?
Widow.
Have you ever heard people say anything in particular about a woman, maybe her husband hasn't died, he's just left her? Ever heard her call anything in particular?
No.
You ever heard of a grass widow?
I've heard of it, yeah. Since you've mentioned it.
Okay. When you were little, the person who was most likely to give you a whipping was who?
My mother.
Your mother? And you talk about your mother and your... She's married to...
Father.
Yeah, that's your father. What did you call your father? Did you just call him father or what?
No, I called him dad.
Dad. What about your mother?
I called her my mother. Mom.
And your mother and father together are your what?
Parents.
Okay. And your father's father, that's your...
Grandfather.
And the woman he's married to, that's your...
Grandmother.
You say you didn't know your grandparents?
Only on my grandmother on my father's side.
What did you call her?
Granny.
Granny. What about your sons and daughters together are called your what?
Children.
What about a name for a child that he's known as just by members of the family, within the family and by nobody else? You know, it's just a little name, you know, they've given
a nickname.
A nickname. You ever heard, they call it a pet name?
Pet name, yes.
What do you call this thing that it has wheels on it and you can put a baby in it and it'll lie down, you know?
Carriage.
A baby carriage. And you would say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and I'll go out. Would you say, I'm going out to stroll the baby? Or what?
Yes.
Okay. Talking about, let's say if you have three children, one of them is 5, one's 10, and one's 15. You'd say the one who's 15 is the...
older.
And talking about them maybe in terms of being grown up, the one who's 15 is the...
more mature.
Okay. All right, you talk about your children as being your sons and your...
daughter.
Or your boys and your...
girl.
Okay. What about if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
I say she's pregnant.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Expecting.
Expecting. I was talking to one old fella and he said she swallowed a pumpkin seed. You ever heard that?
Yes.
That was a new one on me.
Eating watermelon.
Yeah. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, what do you call the woman that you might send for?
Midwife.
The midwife. Have you ever heard her call anything else?